But I want to just say that I don't typically wear gloves in the car anyway. But if I'm going to be, if I'm venturing outside and I know I'm going to be outside for a while, I'll put on a cold pair of gloves. Because the, even though it's a little uncomfortable at first, there's a long-term reward of warmth.
Yeah, come on and make yourself uncomfortable. Yep. There's going to be uncomfortable moments, yep, but that's sometimes how we grow.
That's how you grow.
That's how we keep our hands warm.
That's how you become better people.
I need a little feedback. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, I just want you to kind of sit, close your eyes. You're going to hear a Christmas carol. You're going to hear a regional Christmas carol.
Okay.
Inspired by something that happened in the early 80s in downtown Beersford.
A note to the listener. The audio in this week's program has been rerouted and rebroadcast through a vintage Euphoria phone. An electronic something or other, cheap, easily mass-produced, that can, at the flick of a switch, provide tranquility. It's the same machine that was once featured in a Kurt Vonnegut story from 1951, The Ufio Question. Vonnegut describes the noise as a wavering hiss, more like a leaking tire than anything else. I'd say it's kind of crackly.
Okay, and this all originated in Beersford.
In Beersford, 1983. Okay. Now, I want you to listen to it. Why I want you to give me some feedback on this. This is the popular radio segment, Feedback is a Gift.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Garden Tour, my radio show, is going to be playing the South Dakota Public Broadcasting Holiday Party.
All right.
And we're going to, this is the first time we've ever performed this particular song in front of an audience. So I want to get your, kind of get your fresh perspective on it, all right?
All right. I'm closing my eyes. I'm going to listen.
Beersford Christmas tree back in 83. How lovely were thy branches until Hayward and teens went on a pruning spree. And to thy ground I crashed. After church we drove downtown to see thy spruce upon thy ground. Thy festive greens now a crime scene. Oh, how they fled, those Hayward and teens. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's really good. It saddens me that those rowdy teens from Iowa would come into South Dakota and defile an incredible Christmas treasure like that.
Did that? So that painted the picture. You kind of get the sense for what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 1983. It was a tough year in Beersford then.
Yeah.
Tough
I mean,
year.
It was a tough decade in Beersford. Those were tough years.
Those were the rough ones. Yeah. Yep.
That was the hit computer radio segment Feedback is a Gift with Michael J. Hart IV. If you'd like Michael J. Hart IV to give you some feedback, just send whatever you'd like his feedback on in an envelope stamped to Fresh Produce LLC, 400 North Main Avenue, Suite 100, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 57104. Attention, Michael J. Hart IV. Have you ever listened to a Euphoria phone?
I have no idea what that is.
It's a gadget from a Kurt Vonnegut story. It broadcasts a low droning static that lulls people into a euphoric stupor while the world falls apart around them. Hours go by like minutes when you're listening to this thing.
I don't know if I'd want to listen to that.
Well, I was reading the story and it made me think of our computer radio program, the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. We don't want this program to become just another euphoria foam that lulls people into a stupor with incredibly entertaining segments, do we?
Well, I don't know if we can help it.
I mean, it'll bring them great pleasure, of course, but we also want to deliver some real value, don't we? Isn't that what we've talked about?
That's our hope.
Yeah.
But the euphoria is just a byproduct.
That's where a good report can really come in handy. Anything you're curious about that you would like to have reported on?
Like, okay. You know, and we could probably find this data because there's a lot of good historical data. We just talked about how today it hit 1 degree. I'd like to know historically here in South Dakota, what's the earliest that it ever hit 1 degree? Like, when did it hit 1 degree? Like, did it ever happen in September or October?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
This is hard hitting. This is a good report idea. Yeah. How about a report on the most popular Christmas carol in South Dakota, according to my computer?
I can get into that.
Deck the Halls.
That's it?
Yeah.
You looked it up already.
Yeah. Would you be interested in a report about sparkling water preferences?
Like just in general?
Yeah. I put out an informal survey to the Get Fresh crew. What is your favorite sparkling water beverage? This is something that differentiated business people think about. A differentiated business wants to offer delicious beverages in their office fridge, do they not?
Yes. Yes.
But what do people actually like to drink? This is a legitimate, this is a factual, this isn't a hot take. This is real, honest information here, reporting on what one differentiated business located in downtown Sioux Falls, South Dakota, actually drinks. Okay, so
for bubbling waters.
For bubbling waters. For bubbly, sparkly waters.
All right.
People responded quickly to my survey question. This was a topic that interested people.
Like
they had an opinion.
You didn't have to wait long.
No, they had an opinion.
And it was easy to answer.
Easy to answer. Within an hour, I had all this response.
That's not a hot take. That's just, again, it's all very factual. You got quick responses within an hour.
In the brand category, I broke it down into brand. LaCroix, we saw that 5 times in the survey. We saw Spindrift 4 times. Polar was mentioned once. Bubbly?
Bubbly.
Bubbly was 1. Waterloo, 1. Mountain Dew, 1. City Water out of the tap, 1. Flavor. Grapefruit Pamplemousse, same thing. Pamplemousse is the French version of grapefruit. 4. Cranberry Raspberry, 2. And then we had a bunch of 1s. All of these are 1s. Tangerine, Coconut Pineapple, Cucumber, Lime, Limoncello, Ginger Citrus, Mountain Dew, City Water out of a tap. Any surprises there?
Well, I want to talk to the person that put city water out of the tap because there's nothing sparkling about that. It's not sparkling water.
What about Mountain Dew?
That would be, I can at least it's got bubbles.
That's pop.
I mean, the whole idea with sparkling is that there's carbonation.
These are people that are thinking for themselves. They're not going to have some survey.
Tell them who they're going to be or how they're going to live. The other person I want to talk to is the cucumber. We got to figure out who that is. We got to have a conversation.
Flavor profile. Citrus. 9. Berry. 2. Tropical. 2. Grassy. 1. Root. 1. So what would be the conclusion to the report? This is kind of your role. I share the numbers. I share the cold, hard facts. And then when it comes to making something of it, your role.
Well, but here's the thing. Are we talking about, in this particular case, differentiation, though? Differentiation, if you're thinking about that, then you're probably drinking water out of a city tap.
Oh, so you're kind of flipping this over on its head, aren't you?
I mean, that's what... You go where others aren't. Yep.
Yeah, so that was...
The report isn't going to dictate.
This is an interesting twist.
It's not going to dictate, you know, what we do.
I didn't anticipate this.
Yeah, well...
What was the other report that we wanted to... You had an idea for a report.
When... What's the earliest it's hit 1 degree, historically in South Dakota?
This is good. So this is a teaser for our next episode.
Mm-hmm.
So let's end this episode on a teaser.
Next time on the Differentiated Business Podcast, find out when it got the coldest the soonest in South Dakota. Only by listening to the Differentiated Business Podcast with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I are you going to be able to learn this incredible information.